The Arkansas Department of Health is reporting the cumulative cases of COVID-19 in Arkansas now over 4,800. Dr. Nate Smith, Arkansas's Secretary of Health, says there were 181 new cases reported between Saturday midday and yesterday midday, and then an additional 54 cases between midday yesterday and today. He says there are 1,068 active cases in Arkansas, 378 in correctional facilities, 99 in nursing homes, and 591 active community cases. And there have now been 100 Arkansas deaths because of the virus. At today's press briefing with Governor Asa Hutchinson and Dr. Smith, the governor answered questions about an information breach connected to the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance website set up by the state. He also talked about continued testing and gave details about the reopening of bars in Arkansas. The governor says the PUA website, designed to aid self-employed Arkansans and other workers not eligible for conventional unemployment, had to be taken down this weekend after it became apparent that applicants' personal financial information was or could be discovered and possibly compromised. The governor says he first learned of the breach through notification from his office and that the site had already been taken down because of security concerns.
This matter is being investigated by the FBI, and my information is that the data was exploited. And so that raises serious concerns. That is the reason the site had to be shut down, and we're proceeding to make sure the site is in good security position.
The governor says a third-party expert has been brought into the process of getting the site operational again, and more than 30,000 Arkansans had applied for the funds while the site was up. The governor says the state doesn't believe the information was manipulated.
In other words, where someone would go in and would change a bank account number, which is what criminals would do. We don't know that that was the case, but when you say exploited, I believe that is a technical term of art that includes visual seeing of somebody else's data.
There has been conversation about whether the initial report of the possible exposure of the information was a crime or a matter of a whistleblower trying to help the state. Lindsay Miller, a reporter for the Arkansas Times, says his publication was reached by the individual only after the individual said he had tried to notify state officials. Miller today asked the governor why the state sees these actions negatively.
You know, it's our requirement whenever we have a breach of a system or a data breach that we notify the insurance carrier. We want to make sure the proper steps are taken to protect personal identifiable information. We took those steps, as one of those steps is that we do report it to law enforcement so they're aware of the breach, so that they can put it in the context of any other cyber attacks that might be taking place, that this would add a piece to the puzzle. In this instance, they recognize this as a something that should be investigated further.
And we will have more about the PUA website on tomorrow's noon edition of Ozarks at Large. The governor today announced that bars connected to restaurants can begin to operate tomorrow, and standalone bars will be able to reopen on Tuesday, May 26th.
So there's a week gap between bars that are in restaurant and bars that are freestanding and are not associated with a restaurant. And that then allows really every retail, every shop to have the ability to open, even though we continue to be careful in our safety restrictions.
He says there are restrictions for the bars that will be set up by the Arkansas Department of Health. The state conducted more than 2,300 tests for the virus in the past 24 hours, and there were 550 tests in Forest City alone on Saturday. That's the highest concentration of tests in one city in such a short time so far. Dr. Smith says a jump in hospitalizations in Arkansas in the past 24 hours, from 65 to 77, is a substantial increase.
What we do know is that hospitalizations tend to lag about a week behind cases. And about the middle part of last week, we had quite a few cases that were reported. So this is not surprising. Fortunately, our number of cases have come down since then. And hopefully we'll see those hospitalizations come down as well. But we'll be watching that very carefully.
Governor Hutchinson says he will meet with President Trump and Vice President Pence in the Oval Office Wednesday to discuss Arkansas's reaction to the pandemic. The briefings can be viewed at the governor's YouTube channel, and you can follow details of how the virus is affecting where we live through the COVID-19 page at KUAF.com.